Okay, I think we're good to go. We are recording. Okay, I wanted to do an audio blog today. They are fun, and I haven't really done them here, and I definitely need to start. So, a couple of things to keep in mind if you've never heard an audio blog from me. Number one, this is not hypnosis. There are no hypnotic elements. You will not go into trance. You will note I am speaking in my very rapid Northeastern pace. So there's no low, slow hypnotic voice going on, which means you are safe to listen while driving or doing something else. I will not be putting you into trance. Secondly, I also don't do any editing really on this. I might run a little noise removal here and there, but that's it. So if you hear my phone go off or noises from the neighbors or whatever, it's just that's in the file. It is not a lack of editing skill. I just choose not to do that. In addition, the echoey, very, very echoey sort of sound chamber that's going on here is because I didn't move into my recording room to do this. I'm out in my office. My recording room has lovely sound dampening measures and it's great. But there's a problem, and it's that I'm exceedingly lazy and I didn't want to move all my shit in there to record. So I'm out in my office, and that has 12-foot ceilings, hardwood floors, and a distinct lack of rugs. So it's gonna be a little loud in here, but I'm quite sure that you will survive. With that, and I guess the only other thing is you will notice I editorialize as I go through this post. It's not gonna match exactly the words on the screen. But that's it. So let's get started. This is Screw Willpower. I don't eat sugar. I mean that in a period, the end, no excuses, no exceptions kind of way. Not the I don't eat sugar except for honey and agave. I don't eat sugar except on my cheat days. No, I don't eat sugar except once my 30-day cleanse is over. None of that. And most often when people learn that about me, after they do questioning to try to trap me to see if I do eat sugar, is, oh my God, I could never do that. It's often followed actually by a bunch of justifications as to why they couldn't, or situations where they would need to eat sugar in order to enjoy themselves, or where they think I should need to eat sugar to enjoy myself. I didn't ask for any of these justifications. I don't care how another adult chooses to eat, unless you're my partner or someone really important in my life who's ruining their life. I have no vested interest in how you eat. You're welcome to do whatever the hell you want. I do not care. And yet they still really want to demand to tell me why they couldn't, or to demand that I explain how I could possibly enjoy a birthday without a dessert, or how I'm gonna plan on getting married without eating cake, or I don't know. But what they end up saying is they don't have the willpower to give it up completely. And you know, I think that they say that, and I think, I bet you don't. In fact, I'm sure you don't have the willpower, weak-willed little bitch. But here's the thing. Neither do I. I totally don't have the willpower to just give up sugar forever and ever. Amen. That would take, oh my God, such an amazingly, hugely massive amount of energy to maintain the sheer force of will necessary to prevent myself from eating sugar completely day in and day out for months and months and months on end. I don't have that kind of willpower. And yet, that's my reality without any slips or cheats or anything. And so, how do I do it? Well, I rely on something other than willpower. I rely on motivation. So, when people tell me they don't have the willpower, I think, yeah, I bet you don't. Neither do I. But I do think you could stop eating sugar. I think you were wrong when you said I could never give up sugar. I think you could, even though you're right when you say you don't have the willpower. The reason I think that's because the proper motivation makes things completely effortless. It makes resistance of something effortless. And maybe you're sitting there right now listening or reading or whatever you're doing, maybe both. You can't possibly be just reading and hearing what I'm saying because it's not on the screen, but okay, ignore all that. Maybe you're sitting there thinking you couldn't give up sugar either. But I promise you, if you woke up tomorrow and had a completely lethal and untreatable allergy to sugar, sugar would never intentionally pass your lips again. It just wouldn't. And more than that, it wouldn't even be a struggle. There would be no risk of you failing to not eat sugar, at least not intentional failure. And when I say intentional failure, I don't mean it was desired. I don't mean you wanted to fail. I just mean as opposed to accidental failure, as opposed to, say, someone switching out your salt shaker and filling it full of sugar, or, I don't know, walking up to you with a handful of powdered sugar and blowing it in your open mouth. I don't know. That's accidental failure. I'm talking about intentional, meaning that it was your own willful actions. So there is zero risk of intentional failure if you have motivation such as, you know what? I don't want to die today. You'd never like walk into the break room at work and see your dream cake all sliced up for someone's birthday and have there be any risk that in 5 minutes you're going to be standing in the corner licking frosting frantically off your fingers like, I just couldn't help myself. That's just not a thing. That's not going to fucking happen when it's a life or death choice. When your motivation is sufficient, willpower becomes irrelevant. In the presence of the right motivation, there is zero risk for intentional failure. Now, as you may have surmised, this conversation isn't actually about sugar. It was a bit metaphoric. And what I'm really talking about is submission. Because what I see all the time is submissive men either telling me or other doms, or just sort of announcing in the general direction of another submissive who's completing a submissive act, oh my God, I could never do X, Y, or Z submissive thing. I couldn't remain chaste for 30 days, 100 days, 200 days, wherever their couldn't factor kicks in for what this particular task is, what they'll say. I couldn't kneel on rice for 5 minutes or 15 minutes, an hour. I couldn't sacrifice $200 in tribute, $500, $1,000. I couldn't try anal stretching or sounding or eating cum or pain. I couldn't truly, completely surrender to submission, to the will of another. Every time I see something like that, my instant thought is, oh, bullshit. Bullshit. Of course you could. Because you don't suffer from a lack of ability. You're simply trying to draw strength from the wrong place. You're searching within yourself for some spring of willpower that will allow you to do these incredible feats that might be very difficult for you just solely based on your own willpower. And that's silly because A, you don't need willpower, you need motivation. And B, if you've been tranced or trained to be drained of your willpower in specific submissive situations, then you're kind of trying to tap a well that's already dry, honey, so it's not going to do anything for you anyway. And if you think about it, if you were going to die if you didn't accomplish those submissive things, if you were going to lose your life if you didn't remain chaste for 100 days, kneel on rice for 15 minutes, sacrifice $500 in tribute, try anal, try sounding, try eating cum, try pain, truly surrender to the will of another, you would make those things happen. You fucking kidding me? Of course you would. They might be difficult to accomplish. Absolutely. I'm not saying it would be simple. You might lose sleep. You might have to break some rules, maybe even some fucking laws to get them done. But fuck yeah, you'd get them done. You wouldn't have to use any willpower to fight a craving not to complete them. Because every fiber of your being would be dedicated to getting them done. Because your life depends on it. That's the power of proper motivation. So turning to willpower within yourself during your weakest, sluttiest, most mindless and submissive moments is absolute insanity. Don't do it. Turn to the outside, to your mistress, to her desires, her pleasure, her pride. That's your motivation. And that's a million times stronger than any willpower you'll find inside yourself. And you're going to want to tweak your focus on different aspects of her and her dominance in order to find the right combination to perfect your motivation. You know, like I said, her desires, her pleasure, her pride in you, and there's a million other things, her intellect, her power, her voice, her beauty, her experience, her commands for you, anything and everything that inspires you and inspires your submission that comes from her instead of things that this willpower trying to come from in yourself. Those are the things to focus on. And when you find the right combination, when your willpower is shrunken down and completely unnecessary, your motivation is perfected, then the submissive acts you are endeavoring to complete for her, they might be difficult, yes, but embracing an all-encompassing desire to succeed in them will not be. There will be zero chance for intentional failure. And pursuing these commands, pursuing her desires, pursuing her pleasure, pursuing these submissive acts will be completely effortless because you will have the right motivation. That's my boy. In the end, screw willpower.